This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, it's war between the Democrats, their friends, the pedophiles and child sex traffickers, cartel members, versus Tom Homan and Donald Trump. And it'll actually look like war with Donald Trump. I don't think people fully realize what's about to happen here.
Yeah.
With Donald Trump declaring, vowing, I'm going to declare a national emergency and I will use the military to root out the cartels. He's going to need the military to do this. This is going to be a dangerous operation.
Yeah, it's already dangerous for the American people, but it will certainly be dangerous for law enforcement because these folks don't care. And they're well-armed and organized and obviously don't have to follow the rules of engagement.
The media is lying and they're painting this as, well, Trump's going to send the military after, moms and kids. No, they've been very clear. The media is blacking the truth out about the priority list. Number one, national security threats. There are 1.7 million of those. Those are people from countries. We can't vet them. We don't know who they are. Their governments do not cooperate with us, including 73,000, mostly military age males from China. Military age males from Syria, from Iran, from Iraq, from Yemen, from Afghanistan, from Nigeria, which is a hotbed of terror, from Yemen. This is crazy. Okay, we're going to start with them. There's 1.7 million of those illegals in this country. And Lee, understand this. They were just, turned themselves over to ICE and were released. This is how radical this administration was. Barack Obama repelled them at the border. Special interest aliens. They couldn't come in. Okay. So did George W. Bush, who's an open borders guy. And so did Donald Trump. This is new radical policy here. You got to understand what the Democrats are saying when they vow, hey, we're going to protect these illegals. That's who they're talking about. The Chinese military age men. Do you remember the letter written, Lee? And I've read it so many times. I have it right here by the 12 former directors, assistant directors, and special agents of the FBI warning Congress, the illegal immigrant stream changed in 2021 from mainly women, children to mainly military aged men. Mm-hmm. They said it proposes a massive national security threat. And with this number published in Fox News, you're seeing the size of it. 1.7 million, mostly male, mostly military age. What the heck are they doing here?
Yeah.
I don't want to find out. This is why the military is needed to repel them. They are the priority number one. Priority number two is the 1.3 million. And Tom Homan has been clear about this. 1.3 million illegal immigrants with judges' deportation orders who also have criminal records in this country. Okay. Now, I want to read this to you. The Democrat mayor of Denver, Colorado, Mike Johnson, has challenged Trump to try to deport any illegal immigrant from his city, saying he would deploy the Denver City Police and volunteers from the local community. Listen to this: to use force against federal forces trying to deport national security threats, child traffickers, and criminals from his city. Quote, more than any of us. I'm sorry, more than us having DPD, so that's the Denver Police Department. More than us having Denver Police Department, listen to this, stationed at the county line to keep them out. You would have 50,000 Denverites there. It's like the Tiananmen Square moment with the rose and the gun. You'd have every one of these Highland moms who came out for the migrants. You don't want to mess with them. They're going to physically repel ICE and the military at the border. Understand what this means, okay? Remember, about 6 weeks ago, we found out the FBI had gone down to Aurora, had met with the owner of those apartments that Trende Aragua took over, and they're selling little girls out of them now for sex.
No.
And the FBI told the police department, told him, this is not just in Aurora, they've taken over apartment complexes in Denver, too. So this is the Democrats standing with the child sex traffickers and saying, no, we want them here. This is Democrats standing with the cartels saying, no, we will protect them here, because that's who is getting deported. They are not standing with innocent women and children. That is not what's happening. And I want to give you an example, just one example of this. And I'm not going to play, I can't even play the whole clip because of the horror. And I'm not going to do that to you in this morning. This is human trafficking expert Alicia Hoffman. She testified before the House Homeland Security Committee. This is about what she saw daily, okay? Raped 8- and 9-year-old girls with STDs who were given back to the pimps and pedophiles who brought them into this country because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris discontinued DNA testing. How long have I been saying that? The last hope these children had.
Quite some time.
And we know that from the New York Times. The New York Times flat out said these children are being used as slaves in factories, but they're also being used as sex slaves. And the last hope they have is the DNA testing. So we can say, wait, that's not your dad. He says he's your dad. He's your pimp. No, we're taking you. You can't go with him. You can't go with it. No, we got you. We've saved you. That was the last hope that we had. And what was so incredible is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, understand this, couldn't have possibly missed that article in the New York Times. They couldn't possibly. It was a big deal. And what did they do? They turned around and suspended the DNA testing. And you know what we got? We got this. Listen to this.
A young girl who arrived at the border in the custody of individuals claiming to be her family was bruised, disoriented, and in pain. Medical examinations revealed that she had been raped, yet she was sent back to her abusers because no verification was done to confirm her guardianship. This is not an isolated case, but a glaring failure of the system, leaving children in the hands of those who exploit them.
This, right here, this is that breach that this Denver mayor is standing in. We're going to stand here and protect every pedophile, every little 9-year-old girl with an STD, in every basement chained up. That's what we're going to do. That's an 8-year-old, by the way. This is a 9-year-old. Okay, this is Tom Homan, and you got to see this video because this is the guy I really want, Lee, as our border czar. This is a real border czar. Lose it yesterday talking to Laura Ingraham, and he does this regularly on TV. He has to pause for a moment and fight back tears. That's who I want. That's the person who has seen this horror and will never get it off the back of his eyeballs, what the Democrats have done here. You can't hear it as well here, but if you watch the video on my Twitter feed, he's you can see the tears. He's talking about a 9-year-old. This is a different girl.
No, I've talked to little girls as young as 9 years old that were raped multiple times by members of cartel. When you look in her eyes and everything innocent and pure has been ripped from her soul, and her life will never be the same. I mean, it's just, I'm tired of it. And the government failed the Lake and Riley family. Not only, if President Trump was president, he'd be sitting in Mexico in the Remain in Mexico program. And if he did get to New York and he was arrested for injury to a child in New York, ICE would be able to arrest him because the priorities under Trump were if you're in the country illegally, you're a target. But because Secretary Mayorkas put the priorities so low, even the injury to the child didn't meet the standards, so ICE could even place a detainer on him.
So priority number three, according to Homan, again, we're still not at innocent women and children who just came here for a better life. Priority number three is the 300,000 children that Joe and Kamala lost inside America, according to the New York Times. That's priority number three. So when these Democrats, Lee, are standing in the way, they say they're going to stand in the way. It's going to be Tiananmen Square style. We're going to send the police to meet you and repel you at the border. That's who they're protecting.
This is inhuman.
It is inhuman. Thank you. It is inhuman. But you know what? Don't let it make you too mad. This is the past, okay? These Democrats are exposing themselves for us. They're exposing themselves for us. Wait till you hear what broke overnight. We're going to have this next. Who they just caught in this country. Unbelievable.